back here on the Community National High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Bob. We've got a great show lined up here tonight. As once again, it's live application. We're here at Dave Henry Field at Jackson Heights High School. As it was a great game between Rossville and Jackson Heights here tonight. Jake and Bob's with you. Ethan here on site as well. Ethan Will helping us out with our live stream. And then back at the studio, great job as always, Kurt Kilman, Seth Tollefson, and Jeff Nichols. As Boss, we got to get our scores for the folks back at home, my friend.
Scores from tonight, Nemaha Central, they get the win over Osage City 22-19. I'm excited to hear that recap here in a little bit. That was a heck of a ball game. Rossville, they get the win over Jackson Heights 21-18. And Hanover defeats Axtell for the second time this season. They get it done 34-24 on that score.
All right. Those are your scores here from tonight. And I was told here in our break that the Giant Communications Hotline is open and active for you. And 785-547-3461 is the phone number. Giant Communications, but you don't want to pay for your cell phone plan until 2026. Check out GiantCOMM.net right now and switch to Giant Mobile today. And also bundle that with your home internet. Save an additional $15 per month. Come on, you got to make sure you get that done before the end of this year. Some restrictions apply. Visit GiantCOMM.net for details. I think we got Scott on the line with us here tonight. Scott, are you there?
I'm here, Jake. Hey, Boz. Can you hear me?
Well, hang tight, and we'll get notified from Kurt as soon as we've got Scott with us.
You have him. You have him.
I need him down my ears if you can, Kurt. Scott, are you there?
I'm here, Jake. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can now. Scott, how are you, buddy?
Good. Hey, boss, how are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good, good.
What do you want to talk about, Scott? This time last year you talked about Osage City, Nemaha Central. I'm assuming it's the same thing, right?
Yeah, that's where I was at, going to watch my boys from Osage.
Yeah.
Difference in that game. Hello?
Yeah, we're still here. Go ahead.
Okay.
All right, I think maybe we lost Scott there. Scott, if you can hear me, you are still live.
Oh,
go right ahead.
I'm here. Can you hear me? I'm getting like three different conversations going on here. Okay. No, I think the difference in that game was experience. Osage City had the turnovers. I think it's just a matter of being there before. That's the furthest they've gone in school history, and I think the nerves got a hold of them. Losing their quarterback halfway through the season really hurt them, but the backup, the Silver Boy, did a pretty good job. He just, Kaysen Parsons was a stud, and Osage said he really missed him the last half of the season.
Tell me a little bit about what you saw tonight from the CNC defense, because Carter Hike and that Nemaha Central offense is very, very good. They are very tough to slow down, but it seemed like Osage had a good game plan tonight.
They did. I mean, it was obvious their key was on the Hyatt boy. And he just couldn't be stopped. And they did stack him up a few times, but that whole line and that kid, boy, his feet move 100 miles an hour. He is something else and hard to take down.
So do you believe that's kind of what we believe when it came to our postseason play here in the east side of the bracket, that these sub-state games really were more stumble state title games?
Yes, definitely. The way Casey has a bracket set up now, where you don't have all the best teams in the same district, or where it works out to where the best teams do reach the end, it makes these pretty special games.
No doubt about it. Well, congratulations to your Osage City team and a great season, and you said it was the furthest they've ever made it, right?
Furthest in school history, yes.
No doubt. Well, travel safe, Scott. Appreciate you calling into the show as always.
Yep, no problem, Jake. We'll see you guys.
All right, Scott there from Holton talking about Osage.
And then he prefaced that and said, you know, he's a quarterback. He's not a legit running back. I mean, this is a quarterback that's putting up these insane yards. But if you're a defense, you know exactly what they're going to do. They're going to line up. They're going to control the line of scrimmage. They're going to push you off the ball.
Coach Larry Classic on the line.
So I think the thing with Nemaha Central is they are experienced, and he mentioned that. They've been here time and time again, and they just find ways to win. The last 2 weeks,
yeah,
they've been tested.
Yeah.
My goodness, they've been tested. They kind of, I would say, escaped a game against Sabetha a week ago.
Yeah.
Now they come down to the wire at Osage City or against Osage City. So, Nemaha Central back to another state title opportunity.
And we got our next caller on the line, but before we get our next caller on, I want to make sure that, hey, Kurt, if I could have you turn the cue knob all the way off back of the studio, that would be great. I would appreciate it. But we're going to go to the line now, and we've got head coach of the Nemaha Central Thunder, Michael Glatzik, on the line with us here this evening. Coach, congratulations.
Larry Glatzik.
Oh, it's Larry Glatzik.
I got Coach
Williams
in here.
Coach's
with
dad.
That's even better.
Even better. Coach Larry, how are you?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah, you just went a little quiet.
All right, we'll make sure to talk loud. Boz and I are really familiar with being having to be a little bit louder than normal people. So, Coach, again, I'm referencing Coach Larry Glatzik here, perennial power at Centralia. You taught Michael everything that he knows, I'm sure. What a ball game that was happening up in Seneca tonight.
Yeah, exactly right. Hats off to Coach Kattenbein and Osage. You know, obviously they've had this game scheduled, basically scheduled, circled on their calendar. They knew they had a job to do. But talk about a kid stepping up in the Silver Kid. You know, I argue the best quarterback in 2A or in all classes. Parsons kid goes down midseason, and the Silver Kid steps up big time. Just continues to fight with Osage, but they got dudes all over the field. They're big up front, athletic. They got one of the best running backs in the state with Teal, one of the best receivers. But like I said, hats off to Coach Kattenbein for another phenomenal game. But our kids just keep battling. You know, well, whatever the score is, for some reason we don't like 2-score leads. The last 2 Sabetha games in this game were up by 2 scores, and all of a sudden we just lay flat. So we got some work to do with that. But I'm so dang proud of these kids. You know, for battle through adversity, you know, I think Big Danny, was definitely watching tonight and definitely helped out our spirits at the end there. You know, just getting the job done. But, like I said, it's just hats off to these kids for battling through, obviously conditions, adversity, and, finding a way to win.
Hey, Coach, just to clarify, if you're listening, this is head coach Michael Glatzik.
Yeah.
A little confused. There's too many Coach Glatziks in the family.
No doubt.
I guess. But, no, Coach, we talk a lot about the offense. We talk a lot about Carter Hike, your offensive line, and everything that those guys do, putting up crazy numbers. But we don't talk a whole lot about your defense. Can you give us a little bit on your defense? They've stepped up and found ways to win over the last couple of weeks. But just talk about your defense a little bit and how solid they've been.
Well, yeah, Coach Donnelly and Coach Mayer do a phenomenal job of scheming things up. And, you know, at some point, kids just got to go make plays. Dudes got to go be dudes, go win one-on-one blocks. And, you know, like I said, that last couple big-time games, you know, we get stopped early, and then all of a sudden we kind of lay flat, and then defense steps up when we need to, and that's exactly what we need tonight. Offense kind of sputtered out, you know, second half, mid-third quarter on, and the defense flew around. I think we got 4 turnovers, 3 interceptions, and then a fumble at the end there to steal the game. But, you know, it's obviously the bend, but don't break defense. You know, it's, you know, we can let them drive, but as long as we keep them in the end zone, keep them off the scoreboard, you know, obviously that's a win for our defense. But, yeah, we got senior-led defense, offense. I'm just so dang happy for these kids to spend one more week with them here.
Yeah, you get one more week with them. Coach, you mentioned Big Danny. You know, I had a good conversation with his mom, Kathy, earlier this week, and she said that things were going good for him. But, yeah, definitely maybe a little bit extra juice coming from Tennessee tonight for your guys' squad. Talk to me a little bit about the rematch that's set the stage for us for next Saturday in Hutchinson. How ready will your boys be and you and your staff be to take on Southeast again for the second straight year?
Yeah, you know, Coach Gebhardt's going to have them ready. You know, they lost Jacobson week 5 or 6, whenever that was. Are going to be one of the best quarterbacks in 2A also with him and Parsons. But, you know, they got one of the best running backs and the best D-line O-line in the state. Obviously, they're there for a reason. They're always really, really good in the regular season, and they're hitting the playoffs here last couple of years, making some runs. So, you know, our kids have had this game circled. I'm sure those kids over there had this game circled. We both just had to take care of business during the regular season playoffs, and, you know, it's finally here, and there's nothing better than playing on Thanksgiving. So it's going to be another shootout, another phenomenal game, you know, by both great coaching staff and obviously the great players and great kids overall. And, yeah, it should be a fun time at Hutch.
No doubt about it. You guys go to Hutch for the fourth straight season, Coach. Come on, we can have a little bit of excitement about that. How about what your boys have done the last 4 years?
Yeah, well, you know, I said it during the pep rally today. It's kind of funny to look back, but this senior class, I think they're 49-2 right now, or 49-3, 49-2, I think. And then, but they've had an extra 16 weeks of practice, you know, after we'll count next week. You know, so we talk about redshirt in college, but these seniors have redshirt. Just those extra playoff practices. You know, obviously they get long as freshmen and sophomore, you're not playing, but now I think these seniors look back, I was like, oh my gosh, if you spend an extra 16 weeks, you know, running your offense, scouting, you're going to get better. And, you know, and these seniors kind of took that to heart. And they're great players, but overall, like I said, they're better kids. They know football is going to be done here really soon. They're going to be great citizens. You know, hopefully they come back to Nemo and have some little ones, and they'll probably still be here because hopefully the next 20, 25 years, I'll still be here. So, but yeah, I'm just excited to spend another week with these guys. Great kids to hang out with, and, you know, hopefully we can get the job done.
Breaking news we can only bring to you live here on local Kansaland Radio. Coach Classic signed a 25-year extension. Is that what you heard?
I heard that. Exactly.
Okay, for sure. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that Coach Glass wasn't going anywhere for the next 25 years. Well, Coach, seriously, big congratulations to you, you know, because you stepped into this position. People maybe seem to forget that Nemaha Central's first ever state championship was in 2019. Then you take the reins shortly after that, Coach, and you just kept this tradition going, and I think that's what kind of gets lost sometimes. So congratulations to you, your staff, and your team. And by the way, in Nemaha County, there will be a tailgate pregame show next Saturday in the Hutchinson parking lot. We want to see
there
all the Friday Nighters and all the Nemaha County people out there, Coach.
No, that's awesome. No, hats off to Coach Warren Seitz. In the last 10, 12 years, he kind of got this ball rolling, and, you know, he decided to give it up, you know, and just hats off to my staff because, you know, if it wasn't for those guys, well, we wouldn't be here. You know, the community buying in to myself, to my family. You know, we love it here. And, you know, these kids are awesome. Community is awesome. So, you know, it's easy to coach, kids like this, you know, in a small community. So I'm excited for them. Like I said, I just get to spend one more week with them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, we'll be glad to kind of spend a little bit extra time with you guys next week as well. Safe travels, have a great week of practice, and take down the Trojans next week, my friend.
I appreciate it, fellas. Thanks for all you do.
Thanks, Coach. Right. Coach Michael Glatzik of the Nemaha Central Thunder. Big thanks to him for time tonight he's celebrating Bonds. The sub-state championship. He's going to state for the fourth straight year, and he takes time to talk with us.
You know, it is really cool. I mean, I'm sure he's got a million things on his mind right now. But, yeah, taking a little bit of time. It does make me laugh, though, because he is exactly like every other coach in the respect that I know he's excited inside, but he's very businesslike. And that's okay. I mean, they still got business to take care of. They still got one more win. And I'm telling you, this one it feels a little different. Little rematch. I think if you're a Nemaha Central fan, the way that game, state title game, ended against Southeast last year, you probably feel like that one slipped away. You had it right there. Southeast made the plays, and they got the win. But I'm excited for Nemaha Central, the coaches, the players, the fans. But I'm excited they get an opportunity to go back there and see if they can get it done.
Boz just mentioned it. Rematch from a season ago in a game that Nemaha Central had at hand. What you might think, Southeast comes back to win that state title game. Nemaha finding themselves back in the state championship game in 2A against Southeast of Saline for the second straight season, trying to make things a little bit different
on the scoreboard next Saturday. That game will be kicked off at noon. That means Boz and I will be in Hutchinson next Saturday. Are you excited about that, my friend?
Yeah.
I love it. We love being there on Saturday. We will be there Friday afternoon as well to take in the Rossville state championship game as well. But for Nemaha Central fans, we will be contacting you for sure to kind of put something together for this state preview show that will be taking place then. We've got to get to our first recap, and how about we start with Nemaha Central Osage City. Brandon Tadman had the call on 103.9 KNBA.
Back in the state championship game for a fourth consecutive season, a nail biter and wire to wire. The Thunder led Osage City from the jump, but man, it was close. Fantastic game in the sub-state title. Nemaha Central survives the Indians 22-19. Thunder had two touchdowns going into the second quarter and had a 15-0 lead. Carter Heike, a one-yard run, and then a pass to Camden Schmitz on fourth and goal, which at that point made it 15-0. But 13 unanswered by Osage City after a couple of interceptions thrown. They actually turned it over four times. We'll get to that a little bit in a moment. But Reed Silver, an 11-yard run, and then Dylan Teal, a 5-yard run. Extra point blocks in the mix there. It was 15-13 Thunder at the break. Second play of the third quarter, Carter Heike, 71-yard scamper. He finds Pater, 22-13, the Thunder lead.
Quickly to 9. And then responding fairly quickly, Dylan Teal, his second touchdown for Osage City. This one in the third quarter from 50 yards out. They went for 2. It was not good. 22-19 was the score at that point early in the third quarter. And who would have thought that score would hold the rest of the game? Osage City, not once but twice, had an opportunity with the ball in the fourth quarter. Caleb Strothman, one of 3 Thunder interceptions, picking off Reed Silver throughout the course of the game. That was late in the third quarter, again with the score 22-19, and that was inside the Thunder 15. So the Indians squandered one there. And then a final opportunity with 7:40 left in the game. Indians down 3. They work it, complete a big 4th and 10, multiple third downs. They have 3rd and goal from the 4. Of NC with 20 seconds left. Both teams were out of timeouts. They tried a double reverse. They went into the bag and it did not work. Thunder force another turnover on a fumble. Heike with one snap. He takes the knee. Thunder back in Hutch. 4th consecutive trip to the state title game where they'll get southeast of Saline in a rematch from last year's state championship game. Again, Thunder led it wire to wire. Fantastic game, but NC's defense with 3 interceptions and a fumble recovery late. Osage City, a lot to digest after they squandered multiple opportunities to pull the upset here tonight. Unofficially, Carter Heike, 280 rushing yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, and a passing touchdown as well. Dylan Teal, 19 carries for 180 and 2 scores for Osage City. Reed Silver, 22 carries, 121, and a touchdown as well. So Nemaha Central, 12-0 on the season, and they get another crack at southeast of Saline next Saturday in Hutchinson for the Class 2A state championship. Osage City finishing their 25 season a record of 10-2. Also, Nemaha Central now 4-0 all time against Osage City. Final tonight in Seneca, 22-19. Thunder back to the state championship for a 4th straight season. I'm Brandon Tadman reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, B-Tad, thank you very much for that. We listened to the end of that game, Boz, and great job, first off, to Brandon Tadman. Amazing broadcaster that we are so grateful to have here on our team. But a great call by him and a great job by Nemaha Central on the bend. But don't break defense tonight as they move on to the state title.
I think they were bent all the way as probably as far as they could.
Flexible.
You know, that's the – you mentioned we got to see some of that. We're kind of watching the very end, that last drive from Osage. And, boy, I tell you, Osage looked really good. They were marching down the field, and you kind of felt that, like, oh no, I mean, they could get it, worst case scenario, they kick field goal, you go into overtime. But that last play, that's why I asked Coach Glassick about their defense. It seems like the last several weeks they've stepped up and made big time plays defensively. Brandon alluded to it. Osage tries to run a double reverse, almost looked like, from what I saw, it looked kind of like they might look to throw it even to the end zone, double reverse pass type situation. But Nemaha Central D-line, they get through, they force the fumble, Nemaha recovers, end of the story, they win the game. I mean, another defensive, huge defensive stop to seal the deal for him.
So last week in sectionals, they blocked extra point, the difference. And then tonight, Nemaha Central forces a fumble at their own ten yard line, or when the play happened, but the line of scrimmage was at like the four yard line.
Third and goal from the four.
Yeah, and your defense steps up, makes a play, and Omaha Central back to a state championship game once again for the fourth consecutive season, as BTAD just alluded to. How about another team that's going to a state championship game, Boz, from our area, the Rossville Bulldogs? The last time that they were in a state championship game was back in 2021 in the 2A classification when they won it all against Beloit in 2021, 35-12. It was a perfect season for Rossville in 2021, 13-0. They had to get past Jackson Heights tonight in order to have that opportunity again. Jackson Heights trying to make it to state for the first time since 1983. And what a ball game we took in. We're live on location right now, folks, at Dave Henry Field up here in the press box. Ethan Will hanging out with us. Kurt Kilman all the way back in the Hiawatha studios. It's Jake and Boz here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Tom Couts had the call tonight on 96.9 The Pulse, as well as the Cobra Channel.
The Class 1A Substate Championship game was hosted by Jackson Heights tonight, as they had Rossville coming to town. A couple of teams who know one another, have a great history of postseason play, and tonight's game, absolutely thrilling. Final score, Rossville comes away with the win, 21-18. How it came about, in the opening half, both teams were scoring on each possession, taking a lot of time. Cannon Mitchell scores for Rossville in their first possession, and the Dogs are up 6-0. Drake Mellis comes right back for the Cobras, ties the game at 6. The next possession, Cannon Mitchell with a touchdown pass to Cale Horgan. And again, the Dogs are up 14-6. Drake Mellies has back-to-back scores at the end of the first half. And at intermission, it was Jackson Heights in front, 18-14. Go to the second half. First possession for Rossville. They go into the end zone, go up 21-18. And suddenly, the scoring was over. The field was muddy. The defenses rose to the occasion. And these two teams battled to the very, very end. A thrilling game came right down to the wire. Jackson Heights had gotten the ball back and made a last-ditch effort that came up just short. Each team in moves on now at 11-1. Jackson Heights will wrap up the season 11-1. Rossville, 11-1, moving on to the state title game. So again, from the campus of Jackson Heights High School tonight, a fabulous 1A football game. It was Dogs 21, Cobras 18. Tom Couch reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for that recap. It was great hanging out with Tom and Gus a little bit tonight, and they're really good at what they do, my friend, and the excitement level there from Tom, never a doubt about it. But what a ball game we took in here, Jackson Heights and Rossville. We've alluded to it quite a bit because it was our game of the week in segment one. We really broke it down, but I saw it on a comment through our Facebook live stream where somebody made a comment about it, reminded them of a game from a college game from a few years ago. But how crazy it is when you look back at things, at extra points, special teams. It takes all three phases in the game of football, and three different times Jackson Heights scores touchdowns. They're not able to get an extra point either time. The first one blocked and then shut out on their next two-point tries. Rossville, they were able to get a two-point conversion after missing their first extra point and then kicking their second extra, or the third touchdown extra point to get those 3 points back for the Dogs, and that's the difference in this game.
Yeah, it was so close. This game, just an absolute slugfest.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys just worked their tails off on the field. And, you know, we talked about it beforehand, and we talk about it a lot. It's football. I mean, it's what it is. You mentioned they got to win all three phases. Special teams can really turn things. And those extra points, you're going to look back and be like, God, we convert those, different story. Maybe we're tied. I mean, you can always look back at those little things. Doesn't matter if you win a game by 50 points. You're always going to go back and look at the things that you can do better. But that alone, it's got to sting a little bit if you're Jackson Heights, just knowing you were right there. But all in all, I mean, another comment we saw on our Facebook feed, just a lot of local teams just playing really, really good football. And it was a clean game. I mean,
yes,
there was a couple penalties.
Clean game when all the jerseys were covered in mud.
Exactly. I shouldn't say clean because I couldn't see numbers on jerseys because
right,
there was so much mud. But those are the games like this. People are going to remember this game for a long, long time. It's just an absolute battle.
We already talked about the opponent for Nemaha Central in 2A.
How about the opponent in 1A? Gus talked about it briefly in the post game earlier tonight, but it'll be the Sterling Black Bears as they took down Smith Center tonight, 14-6. So Sterling at 12-0 and Rossville at 11-1. Next Friday at 1 o'clock, we'll have that on 96.9 The Pulse for you, as we've got state coverage from 1A and 2A state tournament or state championship football games next weekend for our local area teams. One more recap to get to you here tonight, and it was a rematch from week 7 when Hanover ended the Axtell Eagle 58-game winning streak. Axtell trying to return the favor tonight at Hanover again to try and keep their state championship run continuing as well. Crittenden Prophet had that ball game on 92.1 KMZA.
Crittenden Prophet down here live at Hanover, Kansas, where the Hanover Wildcats beat the Axtell Eagles by a final score of 34-24. It will move on to the state championship title for the first time since 2020. Again, the Axtell Eagles, they came out, scored quick, 8-0, 28-yard rushing touchdown by Landon Schmitz. Hanover responded with a passing touchdown for 30 yards from Coers, finding to mine to make it 8-6, not converting the two-point conversion. Axtell would go up 16-6 and 16-12 exiting the first quarter. The Hanover Wildcats would block a punt into the Axtell end zone in quarter number 2, but go back for a safety to make it 16-14 at the half. The Wildcats would then take the lead to start the second half with a 59-yard drive capped off by a 19-yard passing touchdown, Slotchick, from Kadrick Coers. Then the Axtell Eagles would make a quick response, a one-play 65-yard touchdown run by Wyatt Detweiler to make it 24-20, but then right after that, it'd be all Hanover for the rest of the contest. A 9-yard rushing touchdown for Coers, and then a 50-yard passing touchdown as well, finding out to Tanner Bruna. Kadrick Coers finished with 5 total touchdowns on the game, 4 passing, 1 rushing. Final score 34-24. Hanover Wildcats, they forced 5 total turnovers in the game, 2 fumbles, 2 interceptions, and a block punt put into the end zone for a safety, while the Hanover Wildcats only turned the ball over once. So again, a final score. The Hanover Wildcats move on to the state championship game for the first time since 2020. 34-24. Hanover wins down here in Hanover, Kansas. Crittenden Prophet with the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, KP, thank you very much for that recap. As you mentioned, the Wildcats from Hanover not only beat Axtell once this year, Boz, they do it twice, and this time 34-24 in the state semifinal round, back in a state championship game for the first time since 2020, and they'll be taking on Victoria, the Knights, who blanked tonight against, or blanked Jetmore, Hodgman County here this evening, 48-0. And Victoria, a team that Axtell took care of last year in the state title game. We said it when we were in Greensburg a year ago.
Ooh,
that
yeah.
We felt that that Victoria team brought back just about everybody. We'd expect them to be back at a state championship game, and they are, this time against local Hanover, as the Wildcats end Axtell's 58-game winning streak, as well as their 4 straight state titles. Brief moment here for us to talk about this Axtell Eagle program, this team. I know that a few weeks ago it wasn't the world, you know, the sky is falling mentality when the streak was broken for the straight wins. But at this point now, the finality of it for Axtell, knowing that both streaks are over, but we get an opportunity now to look back at how crazy awesome that run was for Axtell.
Yeah, it's something that doesn't happen very often.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really cool, I think, if you go back and look at what happened, it's not just the football team, it's the community, everybody around that program bought in 100%. The support is unbelievable. I mean, we've been to Axtell a couple separate times and had some talks with the coaches, great people, great staff. The fans are insane over there. So that's
in a good way.
In a very good way, exactly. But yeah, I mean, it just doesn't happen. You put together a streak like that. And again, I think I talked about it last week. I'm reminded of Andale winning a ton of state titles in a row. Cheney beats them to break the streak. Cheney beats them again. Andale doesn't go to a state title. Now, where are they back at this year?
A state title.
State title. That's the type of program Axtell is. They're down but not out. Sun's going to come up tomorrow, and
yeah,
they're going to get back to work.
Sun's going to come up, but it's going to take a little bit, and that's okay.
if you're an actual Eagle fan listening in here this evening, because again, you get an opportunity to sit back and just think, man, what a great run this has been. But as Boss just mentioned, I agree 100%. When you got Eric Detweiler, Dale Blissing, Craig Wiebes and the like of the locals over there leading that program, they're down right now, but they're not out. And this is an actual team that, you know, that target's off their back now momentarily, and I see for them to come back next year just as strong and try to build on that as well. So big ups to the actual Eagles for that dynasty run that they had. It does come short and end tonight at the hands of Hanover, but we mentioned it last week about how since 2014, either Axel or Hanover has represented in the state title game. That's impressive that, again, these two Marshall County rivalry schools and areas, man, they do work on the gridiron, and once again, it's coming out of the East. It's another Axel or Hanover at a state title.
Yeah, you want to win a state title, then you've got to knock off one of these teams. I mean, it's just so good.
My bad.
Hey, what are you doing?
We're live on location, and I hit a button that I didn't mean to hit.
It's like, you want me to stop talking?
No, that's what happens when you're live on location.
Now you got me all flat. I don't even remember what I was talking about.
You were just talking about how great it was.
I mean, Hanover, we don't talk a ton about them, but how is it for them? You know, they were kind of the king of the mountain there for a long time, and they were taking it to Axel, and then the roles flip, and Axel's been on top. Now Hanover right back at them, and that's a good – Hanover's a really good football team. They are very physical, very aggressive. I think this title game against Victoria, that's going to be a really good football game.
That'll be Saturday night in Greensburg. Hey, we need more nominations. If you want somebody on this nomination list, or if you want to chat with Boz and I briefly about the game you were at tonight, phone line's open for you on the Giant Communications Hotline, 785-547-3461. Kirk Hillman still in studio taking your calls here tonight, as it's state semifinal evening, as this 2025 scoreboard show season's coming to an end. But what a great year it has been. We got a little bit more still yet to get to. The Luker Chiropractic and Wellness final game ball of the football season is coming up here in just a little bit. Right now, Boz, we have one nomination.
One.
And so if you want somebody else on this list, you got to let us know. You can put it in our thread on our Facebook live feed. You can call 785-547-3461 and let Kurt know who you want on this list. Who we got?
The one nominee tonight, familiar face, had another big game, Carter
Hike.
Nemaha Central, 37 carries, 297 yards with two touchdowns tonight. Yeah, that young man, he's been on this list every week. He's put up ridiculous numbers.
We got to step aside, another timeout. Give us a call if you want somebody on the list, or if you want to chat about the game you were at. We've got to look ahead at next week's state championship games coming up next here on the MSD Sports Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hard to believe harvest is already wrapping up. As you're putting away the combines and grain carts, don't forget Bruna Implement. Your local Case IH dealer has your back with their winter service special. From special financing, cash discounts, to free pay options, now's the time to get your equipment in shape for next season. Schedule your service today and be ready to roll. It's go time again. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Traditional IRAs, SIP IRAs, and Roth IRAs. Hello, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones. If you're wondering about the many investment choices in traditional, Roth, and SIP IRAs, including stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and annuities, please call or stop by and visit myself, Brad Edwards here in Hiawatha, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, or Shannon Wright in Holton. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member, SIPC.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN Internet bill when you do.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. We got Kurt back in the studios. We'll be able to get, cut him loose for the night here in just a little bit. Been working hard for us this evening. Same with Ethan Will here live on location for us. Boz and I are in Jackson County right now. Dave Henry Field aside for Roscoe Jackson Heights, our game of the week. Boz and I like to do it at least one time a year. And we picked a pretty good game to go to tonight, my friend.
Yeah. I kind of like the remote thing though.
Do you?
Maybe we can work something out next year.
Hey, I know at one point last year, we had a business partner of ours that said, man, do you guys want like a trailer or something that you guys can set up on a parking lot of the stadium you're at and do it? And I said, yeah.
Yeah, what happened to that?
What? Money.
Shoot.
Cost a lot of money to make something like that happen. So, hey.
That'd be kind
of
sick, rolling in with a trailer and doing a show after the game
The
trailer.
Let the fans come over and hang out with us a little bit.
Okay,
if you're a business out there and you want to help us make that happen, by all means, you can give us a shout.
Well, selfishly, I want to stay at the game that we're at, our game of the week.
Yeah.
I want to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a rarity what we got to do tonight and actually watch an entire football game live and the ability to really help dissect it a little bit. Tom did a great job on the recap. B-Tech, Crendon, Justin, Wade, Seth, Logan Bitterman, all of our broadcasters do such a good job, but it's a little bit different when we're able to take it in so we can talk more in depth about what we're seeing.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, we got state titles on the line now. Next week, out in the western part of the state for our area teams, and I guess more south central Kansas for Hutchinson next Friday, will be the Rossville Dogs at noon, or at 1 o'clock, excuse me. That will be at Hutchinson football field. We've been there many, many times taking in that. Rossville looking for their first state championship since 2021. This is their first time back to a state title since 2021. Last year falling short to Centralia. They're going to be taking on the Sterling Black Bears next week. And just talk about a little bit of parity in 1A this year, my friend, because last year it was Conway Springs and Centralia. This year, both Conway and Centralia exit early in the postseason, and it's Sterling and Rossville standing tall in 1A.
Yeah, and when you look at Sterling, they play at Smith Center. And we know more probably, or I do, I know more about Smith Center than I do Sterling. Smith Center obviously been a phenomenal power program for a long, 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 long time. Smith Center
back into this position, a sub-state game. It was a close one, 14-6. Sterling gets the win. I know Sterling, just looking at scores, and they've been kind of beating people up this year. That's a good football team. You know, the thing with Rossville, we haven't seen them play a ton this year, but we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
You play in the Big East League, you are battle-tested.
Yeah.
Every single game, night in, night out, there's no nights off. The league is by far very, very physical. I think Rossville is just that style of play and playing in this league where it is so difficult every night. I think they are, I said it, they're battle tested. I mean, they're coming into this game with a ton of confidence. They fell short last year losing to Centralia. So they're hungry. I mean, they're back at a state title.
You're saying there's some hungry dogs over there at Rossville right now? Hungry dogs right now for Rossville. And this is a team, as you mentioned, plays in the Big East League. They're only lost this season to a team playing for a state title in 2A in Nemaha Central.
Yeah, it's such a tough league to play in. And we're fortunate in this area because we do have some very good leagues that they just prepare you for this, you know, making runs through playoffs, getting to state title games. I just think Rossville right now, I mean, their confidence level's high. This was a big win, obviously, for them tonight. Yeah, I'm excited to see what happens in that game.
I'm telling you right now, Miles and I talked about this 3 weeks ago, and we firmly believed it then, and I definitely believe it now to be true, is that whoever was coming out of the East, I think, is your state champion.
Yeah.
Again, no disrespect to Sterling, and I can be proven wrong. I mean, I've been wrong many, many times this season with what my predictions and thoughts are, but you mentioned how battle-tested this Rossville Bulldog team is. You talk about the competition that they've played, not only in the Big East League, but through their district, and then taking on, you know, let's just break it down real quickly here. They take down Mission Valley 71-0 in the opening round. They knock off Jefferson County North 53-18 in the sectional round. Last week, make the long trip down to Pittsburgh, Kansas, and knock off undefeated St. Mary's Colgan 27-20. And then tonight, make the trip up to Jackson County for the second straight year and win 21-18 over undefeated Jackson Heights. And so, If history shows you anything, if preparation proves anything to you, this dog team should be the favorite to win the 1A title next week.
Yeah, I would think so. And you mentioned Conway Springs. They were back-to-back state title winners. That was a dominant program there. And a little bit of a surprise for me, Conway Springs. Boy, they struggled early, and I don't know if they graduated a ton of kids and they weren't expected maybe to make a big, deep run, but two new teams playing for a state title, Sterling and Rossville.
Sterling was on the bottom half of, the one seed, I should say, in the west side of the bracket. I say bottom as I'm looking at it on the website right now. But they beat Harrington 63-6. They knock out Marion 53-14. And Hutch Trinity Catholic, I mean, in the sectional round, that was a barn burner, 44-42 against a very tough Hutch Trinity team, and then a close match tonight against Smith Center. I just think, again, that schedules mean a lot this time of the season, and defense and the ability to run the football, that's what wins games in the postseason, that's what travels well, and we saw it firsthand tonight. This dog team knows how to run the football with Kanan Mitchell as their quarterback, Andre Johnson, and you know, you imagine if Connor Bush gets a little bit healthier week by week, he's going to be a big factor for this dog team as well, but their defense was stout tonight.
Yeah, talk about the offense. I mean, what we saw tonight against Jackson Heights, it was pretty one-dimensional just because of the conditions. Rossville just really leaned heavily on Cannon Mitchell getting downfield in a hurry. A lot of stuff between guard, tackle. I mean, there wasn't anything on the perimeter, really, because you couldn't cut. You couldn't get downhill. So just running the ball straight up the field. Andre Johnson is a beast. I mean, I kind of like it on the program. They listed some heights and weights. We don't usually get those. Andre Johnson listed at 6 foot, 208. Big, strong kid. He runs hard. Just runs hard. He runs over people. But tonight, like I mentioned, they were a little one-dimensional. I know they can throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good at throwing the ball. There was a receiver that they've got, number 16.
Yeah, Cam Miller.
Cam Miller.
Yes.
Wasn't really utilized tonight because they couldn't. I mean, they targeted him a couple times, but conditions, you're just not throwing the ball like you normally would. I think Rossville's scary when you have that ground game that they established tonight. Then you mix in the passing game, and that's something next week, playing in Hutch, Turf Field. Don't know what the weather's looking like next week, but Rossville's dangerous if they're firing on all cylinders.
And Jack Donovan, another skill position guy that we didn't mention yet for the Dogs that definitely carries some of the load for Rossville. Coach Derek Hommes has got his program back to where they were pretty dominant there for the middle part of the 2010s. Again, first time back in state since 2021. And then flip side real quickly here, Nemaha Central taking on Southeast of Saline. We talked about it with Coach Michael Glassick a little bit earlier in the show, and it's a rematch from a season ago, four straight state title for the Thunder team. They won back-to-back before getting knocked off last year. But revenge is on the mind for the Thunder.
Yeah, and again, you go back to that game last year. That was a really, really good football game. Neither team, you know, ran away with it. It was nip and tuck the entire game, and Nemaha Central just they couldn't get the job done. But you know, you talk about Southeast of Saline, they lost their starting quarterback, returning quarterback from last year in week six. The backup quarterback, don't have his name handy, but he's done pretty good. They're undefeated. They're still whipping up on people. So this Southeast of Saline team is really good. I know they've got a really good running back as well. So familiar foes. I mean, they got film from last year. They're going to get tons of film here over the next week, and they're going to get their game plans put together. Coach Glassick is he's probably got his guys sitting around. They enjoyed it for maybe an hour, and they're back to work. I promise you they are looking at film and breaking things down. So familiar opponent for Nemaha.
Rossville game against Sterling on 96.9 The Pulse next week. Pregame starting at 12:30, kickoff at 1 o'clock next Friday. Next Saturday, it'll be a simulcast at 103.9 and 92.1 with Nemaha Central taking on Southeast of Saline. Brandon Tabman on the call for that one. I know he's excited for it as he will be calling his fourth straight state title as well for the Thunder. If there's a pairing that you want to see, if you're a little bit superstitious, I'm sure the Thunder faithful are glad that Brandon Tabman will be there for that one. That kickoff is at noon on Saturday with pregame festivities beginning at 11:30 next Saturday. We got to step aside for our final timeout. When we come back, we'll give away our final Luker Chiropractic and Wellness game ball winner of the football season. For this, we'll give you a little bit of preparation for what basketball will look like in a couple weeks, and we'll give you an update on what's going on with our college and professional teams. Boz and I, man, we definitely didn't hit the mark when it came to predictions this season for our team. We're back after this here on the NFC Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at The Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, The Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, my name is Annie, and I came to see Dr. Luker several years ago after many episodes of debilitating low back pain. I can tell you that my healthcare experience at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness was the most helpful of any practice I have been to. I appreciate the approach that Dr. Luker and his staff have of fixing the body rather than just treating the symptoms. Dr. Luker introduced me to healthy lifestyle habits that would in turn change my life and help me with my mind, body, and soul.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself, it also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN internet bill when you do.
This summer, it's great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for just one more.
This is Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You are listening to Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSP Sports Radio Network.
All right, thank you, Dorsey. Okay. We just want to keep on going, man. Final countdown here on the MSP Radio Network. I'm Jake. That's Bosma. Say hey,
hey.
We got Ethan Will with us, Kurt. Thank you so much for everything you've been doing for us back in the studio here for this final segment here of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, as it's the final one for football season. We will have a state preview show next week as well, and just because of the way that they formatted state games now this year, we can't do two of them. We're going to do one, and we'll do that on Saturday morning, so we'll have great recap information to give you about Rossville from the day before. We will have that Rossville game on 96.9 The Pulse, KOZA, next Friday. That game kicked off at noon. 12:30 is the pregame for that one. And then Saturday morning, we'll have the kickoff show with Boz and myself live from Hutchinson. And then Brandon Tadman will have the 12 o'clock kickoff, 11:30 pregame of Nemaha Central, southeast of Saline, next week. Well, buddy, you know, again, scores from tonight were ones where you saw Hanover defeat Axtell, the Wildcats back at a state championship game for the first time since 2020. Nemaha Central wins a close game against Osage City, and Rossville in a tight one against Jackson Heights. The second half comeback, just 7 points scored in the second half from the Dogs off of a turnover of the Cobras, and aiding the Dogs with that win. They move on to the state title for the first time since 2021, the last time they won a state title. Coach Derek Hamas definitely excited for his team. And again, we'll have that game of Rossville-Sterling on Friday with pregame at 12:30, kickoff at 1 on 96.9 The Pulse. So Boz, our Luca Chiropractic and Wellness game ball or nominee that we've got so far, unless we get any other nominees, there's not going to be a whole lot of decision time for you.
I sweat this every week trying to pick just one person, and this year's been different. Every other year I've been able to share the love a little bit. I might go with two, sometimes three guys.
All right, well, hold on, because if we just got the one, we don't want to spoil the milk quite yet here, okay? All right, so we got a couple things. We've talked about state titles. We've talked about teams that had their season come to an end. Great runs by Axtell. Great runs by Jackson Heights that comes to an end tonight. But we got to move on to the next level. Benedictine, they get the 5, and I feel like that's a disrespect to BC.
Bulletin board.
Yeah, 100%. Benedictine ranked 3rd in the NAIA, but they get the 5 seed in the playoffs. They're on bye this week before Tomcats will be on the road again, calling a BC game next Saturday. But BC kind of gets a little bit of shade thrown at them, I think.
I don't know how that even works. It's interesting to me. I mean, you're ranked number 3 in the nation.
Oh, yeah.
And
your only loss is against top dog in this country. But,
yeah.
Okay.
And so
by three.
You're not that good.
Right,
so
right.
Going into postseason, we're going to bump you down two spots. You're going to get the 5 seed. It never quite makes sense to me, but Benedictine's had a fantastic year playing really good football. And
yep.
I expect them to make a deep run here.
Yeah. I know Tom's hoping to maybe go to Florida.
Yeah.
Again.
Can we go?
I mean,
hey, you bet Florida in the winter. Let's go.
Ah, well, you throw that to me live, and I can't give you. My knee jerk reaction is no. We're not going to Florida, to Kaiser University, but potential maybe. I'm not going to say no to it completely.
Okay.
But other collegiate action going on. Big time games coming up here for a couple of our local teams. I know Kansas State. They take on a Utah team tomorrow that is. Not a must-win, but a game that they would like to win against the Utes. Kick off at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Man, I know we talked about this last week. K-State, I'd like their road to get bowl eligible.
Okay.
They had to beat Oklahoma State.
They did. Barely.
1-8.
Oklahoma the hapless State. Cowboys.
Yeah. I looked at the score at one point. Was Oklahoma State ahead early? Did they score first? I can't remember.
Yes,
now.
They were up 6-0.
Okay, and I was like, "What is going on?" And then I saw the final score, 14-6.
Yeah,
okay.
You said last week, easy game, easy win.
Absolutely.
You remember the last time I did something like that?
It didn't turn.
It
out
didn't
good.
Turn out great. So you almost reverse juju'd my cats last
That's
week.
That's what I was hoping for.
But
no, I think this is it. Honestly, I think this is a big game for K-State.
Oh,
if they
sure.
can get the against a really good Utah team, ranked number 13. If they could go on the road and get that win. It is on the road, right?
Yes. Yep. At Utah.
Yeah, that's going to be a huge statement win for them. Then they got Colorado at home, and they could go on a little win streak here, gain a little confidence moving into bowl season.
Yep. K-State wins last week, as Boz mentioned, 14-6 at Utah tomorrow, 3 o'clock. Pregame starting here on Kansasland Radio at noon. Make sure you tune in and keep it locked here for all things Kansas State. On 103.9 KNZA and 92.1 KMZA. Kickoff again scheduled for 3 o'clock tomorrow. K-State and Utah. Your Hawks were on a bye last week. Are they going to come out this week? It's a must win for KU.
Must win, and it's tough. I don't like – I think Iowa State this year, they're not the team that they have been in the past. But KU has had some success against Iowa State. So
what time's the game at?
The game is at 11 a.m.
And I think that's a huge thing. Do you remember when I talked to you about going to Provo
at night?
I think Iowa State at night is a completely different atmosphere. So the fact that the Hawks got an 11 a.m. kick, I think, favors them.
Okay. Well, I hope. I know it's tough to go to Iowa State and get a win, but it is a must win because then they got Utah next
week at home.
And they're 5-6.
Senior day. Jaden Daniels has been there forever. It's his final game at home. He's going to get that win.
I really hope so, but I'd love to see him beat Iowa State. Then maybe they follow it up with a win against Utah.
Okay.
All right.
So that's KU tomorrow against Iowa State on the road before they come back home next week and face off against Utah. Before we jump up to the NFL, I just briefly wanted – you went to a KU basketball game last week.
Yeah.
And you said, man, that was a lot closer than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I'm a little – okay, we're kind of getting into basketball season, so we start talking about this
a little bit.
I think I'm a little curious what's going on here. The number one player in the country, Darren Peterson, is all the hype on him.
Hamstrings.
So I do think he's a legit player, but I'm a little miffed here about what's going on. I mean, is it truly a hamstring? Because there was a little bit of – it was kind of quiet, you know. First it was disciplinary stuff, and then – Coach Self benched him, and then now it's a hamstring thing. And
is it really is that what you're asking?
That's what I'm asking. Like, what's going on? Is it really a hamstring deal? And here's my thought too. They played Duke the other night.
Played well,
huh?
Played well.
Played really well. I was actually happy with how that game went. I really thought Duke was kind of going to mop the floor with us, but it was a close game, 3-point game, maybe 5-6 minutes left. So I think KU played really well without arguably one of their best players. But I just kind of want to know what's going on. I want to get him back on the court.
All right. Well, KU, they got a good thing figured out. K-State, they just lost tonight, first time this year.
First loss.
86-85 against the Huskers in Nebraska in the Hall of Fame Classic championship game. I mean, B.J. Haggerty's kind of a legit guy. He had 37 last night against Mississippi State. We'll talk more basketball once we get into basketball season. Speaking of, in 2 weeks, Buzz,
it's
the Community National Bank High School Basketball Scoreboard Show.
I can't believe it.
Quick turnaround, and we will also have game balls to hand out, and I don't have them physically yet. We will have them. They're supposed to come this next week. And they're commemorative basketballs that we're going to be handing out to these kids. And
is it weird? It's like imagine the football with the panel, but it's a basketball.
But it's a basketball.
Panel.
It's weird.
Make normal basketball.
Can you make that mind shift a little bit? So we'll be doing that in just 2 weeks as well. So we're excited about getting basketball season underway. Courtside Guide magazines, they have hit Kansaland Studios, okay. My man. They will be hitting businesses starting next week. The hope, the expectation, I should say, is all businesses that partner with us for our Courtside Guide magazines will have them in their possession before Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
So you can grab a magazine, go to your Thanksgiving dinner table, and talk basketball.
You guys are going to be cooking. Get all those out before Thanksgiving.
No doubt. We got a busy, this is a busy time of the year for the MSC Radio Group. Let me tell you about it. And then going to the NFL here briefly, real quick here, Boz. The Chiefs, we'll start with them, unless you want to start with the Ravens. Which one do you want to start with?
We can start with the Chiefs.
All right, start with the Chiefs. Tough road win, or road loss, I should say, for the Chiefs on the road in Denver. You did not.
Well,
you said the Chiefs were going to win.
I thought the Chiefs would win, but I knew, dude, it's always hard. We all struggle in Denver.
Yeah. That's a tough place to play, especially the way that the Broncos are playing. Best defense in the league, I think. And they really played. The Broncos defense played well. I thought the Chiefs defense played really well, too. Bo Nix looks like a shell of himself.
Yeah.
And, you know, last year, we talked about this last week, the Chiefs went at home on a blocked field goal, and it came down to a field goal again. This time, though, in a tie ball game, and the Broncos were able to get that field goal to win at home by three.
Yeah, and I knew, you know, I'm always going to go with the Chiefs because I really thought they might go up there and get this win. But man, it's tough to play at Denver. The game was not real pretty, and you know, we talked last week about Bo Nix and the critics saying, man, the only teams he's beat is like career backup quarterbacks.
Yeah,
I mean, teams that their offenses are led not by superstar quarterbacks, and so everybody's saying he hasn't beat anybody yet.
Right.
Well, he knocked off the Chiefs and Mahomes. He didn't look great, but he's doing enough to win when you got that defense behind you.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a superstar.
And he's not a game manager. I think a lot of people think that he's more like a game manager. And, you know, he's had games where he's had to put up 400 yards or four touchdowns and 300 yards. He's done that. That's not what it took for them last week. So the Chiefs now have to come back home, Boz, and take on the best team in the AFC.
8-2 Colts. That may be a little bit shocker this season of how well the Colts are playing football. But the road is not easy for the Chiefs. And you're talking NFL, it's not. Not ever going to be easy, but you start comparing schedules like that. We talked about the Ravens here a little while back. They had a stretch where they were playing two win teams, and they've got an opportunity to put together a string of wins. The Chiefs just, I feel like they really don't have that. Their schedule is tough. So this is a big game for the Chiefs, a massive game. You can't drop back-to-back games this late in the season.
As it stands right now, Kansas City, the ninth team in the AFC, with that loss to Denver, does that mean that the AFC West is out of question, out of the realm of possibility? No, but Denver, 2-1 in the division, Chiefs 1-2 in the division. The Chiefs with that loss right now against Denver, tiebreakers come into play, and the Chiefs really got to go on a run, and it starts this week against the Colts. Again, media pundits, that's kind of what you and I are. We're just talking heads of talk sports, but they're saying it's the must win for Kansas City. You agree?
Yeah, I do. I definitely do. You just can't drop another game. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been super confident with the Chiefs and how they've been playing. They're still a little up and down. And the funny thing to me is you kind of gave me a hard time here a year or so ago. Chiefs barely winning games, and they were still getting the Super Bowls. But,
yeah, spoiled is what I called you.
You did say spoiled.
Yes,
it's dumb. But, no, I mean, they're just – I feel like things are not falling apart, but it's just the dynasty maybe is starting to slip away a little bit. I don't think Chiefs are as dominant as they have been, and kind of see the end.
My final question for you about the Chiefs before we move on is, do you think this Chiefs team in 2025 is better than the team a year ago in 2024?
Ooh, that's a good question. Kind of put me on the spot.
I did.
I can give you
my opinion first if you want. But, again, a lot of talking heads, media pundits, even Travis Kelce said that this team's this team this year is better,
yeah,
he feels like, than 2024. Now, is that because he's playing with them right now and he's got to keep, you know, even heads and stuff like that in the locker room? Maybe.
Yeah.
But when you look at the roster, when you look at who they've got in the skill positions, when you got a healthy Mahomes, not a banged up ankle Mahomes, when you've got the guys that you've got, roster wise, I do agree. I think this is a better team than last year. But I feel like the difference is the team last year, they were dominating in one-score games. This year, they're 0-5 in one-score games. And so it's almost like that maybe a mental shift more than physical capability.
Yeah, no, I would agree 100% with that. I last year, that was my argument. They were squeaking by.
Sure.
They found ways to win games, but they were always close games. You mentioned the blocked field goal against Denver. That doesn't happen all the time. Normally, you kick field goal, you lose the game. I mean, but they came out on top in those games. This year, seems like it's been much more of a struggle in those close games, and they can't get the win like they did last year in those.
Quickly, the Ravens, they won another game, four straight, against the hapless Browns. I can finally say that. Really, really good defense in Cleveland, but they get the win 23-16. Now they host the Jets, who is kind of a resurging team. They've beaten teams like Cincinnati and finding ways to be competitive in games, and so it's never a given by any stretch in the NFL with whoever you're playing against. But they got the Jets at home, and then on Thanksgiving, they've got the Bengals at home, which, by the way, Joe Cool is back for Cincinnati. And so you look at the next stretch here for the Baltimore Ravens. After the Jets game this weekend, home against the Bengals, home against the Steelers, at the Bengals, home against the 9-2 Patriots,
mm-hmm,
at Green Bay before they end the season at Pittsburgh. This is another part of their season where teams are getting tough again. The Ravens control their own destiny to make it to the postseason. But right now, they're sitting at 10th in the AFC standings behind the Chiefs due to that head-to-head matchup loss. They also don't have the tiebreaker over Houston, who just beat the Bills last night, and they're 6-5 now. This crazy. NFL is definitely fun to keep track of, and we'll continue to talk a little bit about the NFL even when we transition into basketball season, because that's when the NFL gets really impressive, is talking about where people are at in December. But those games coming up. Before we get to our final action here with the Lucre Chiropractic Wellness Game Ball, you got any Thanksgiving plans this week, my friend?
No, and I'll tell you, well, we're just doing just a family Thanksgiving, but it's different. I'm getting older. The kids are kind of, they got their people, and they're doing, you know, starting to split family stuff. And so, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if the kids are going to be back, which is weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. You normally, it's like Thanksgiving. It's family. We're all together.
Get here. Yeah.
All the kids, and you come home. Well, now, just people are going different directions. So, I'm starting this phase in life where it's not just a given. Kids are going to be there. So, I don't know. We may have to shuffle some things around.
We're not ending the show on sentimental sadness. But
Well, and then you get kids start getting jobs, too. Two of my boys are firefighters, and they're like, man, right, if I can get a double-time shift,
yeah, I'm making that money.
I'm working, Dad. So, can't blame him for that.
Well, they got weddings to pay for. If you didn't know, Boz is going to be adding three more people into his family within the next year.
That's right. I get another son and two more daughters.
That's crazy. Your family's growing, even though they're not coming over Thanksgiving. If you're listening, Boswell's kids, come on now. Come back home and make daddy feel a little bit better.
We'll see him at some point.
All right.
What are you guys doing?
We've got opposite of you, my friend.
Yeah.
We go to one on Thanksgiving Day, Thanksgiving night, and then we've got another one, a little Friendsgiving thing that we're doing too. So, yeah, we got a lot.
And you're going to eat a lot of food.
And I'm in the middle of trying to do intermittent fasting, and you really can't do that with Thanksgiving time, I don't feel like. Because all I do on Thanksgiving Day is sit on the couch, watch football, and eat.
Is it like most people Thanksgiving? I'm a grazer.
Yeah, 100%.
There's just food, and you can't not just keep eating like throughout the entire day.
I'm a big fan of not your traditional turkey dinner.
Yeah.
I want turkey sandwiches. So, yeah, go ahead and make the turkey, but then shred it up for me so I can just have like 6 or 7 sandwiches throughout the day, throw in some chips and salads. And, yeah, definitely a grazer here, too. And, again, the scale tells you exactly that as well. Final thing here for this one, buddy. It's been fun doing the scoreboard show again this year on the football side of it. We will have, like we mentioned, our state show will be in Hutchinson next Saturday. Don't have a time exactly on that yet. Thinking probably closer to 10 o'clock. We got an 11:30 pregame show that will begin for the radio broadcast on that. So probably around 10 o'clock.
We'll be definitely letting you guys know about that. We will be there on site for the Rossville game and give you everything during that state show about how Rossville did, breaking down that state championship game, and then previewing Nemaha Central state championship game next week. It'll be live right here on our social media platforms as well as here on the radio. But final thing we got to do for this season, my man, give out our final and 12th game ball of the season, my man. And we only had one nominee tonight.
Super easy
tonight. And we get it. You know, your teams lose, they go home. Even teams that won, they still, you know, maybe don't want to highlight one specific person, but this young man gets highlighted every single week, as he should.
Yeah, tonight's game ball winner, Carter Hike, Nemaha Central. 37 carries, 297 yards with two touchdowns in their win over Osage City.
All right, congratulations to Carter Hike with his game ball winning ways here this season and here again tonight for the week 12 game ball winner, the final week of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. For Kurt back in the studios, helped out all season long. Kurt, thank you so much for that. For Seth, and also we got Ray and Jeff and so many people in the back end that you guys just don't even hear from that make all of this happen. Ethan here tonight, all of our broadcasters across the MSC radio group, my partner Boz, this is Jake. Thanks so much for hanging out with us here throughout the football season. We'll do it again during basketball in 2 weeks from tonight. Woo. We're back talking high school hoops here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Have a great Thanksgiving holiday. Enjoy eating and spending time with your family and watch some football. Go Ravens. Go Cats.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. This program has been brought to you in part by Honeyman Ford, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by MCON, American Family Insurance Agent Brad Noller, BNP Propane, by the Denison State Bank, by JBN Telephone Company, Highland Community College, Helena Agra Enterprise, by Commercial Tire Solutions, Edward Jones, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Blue Valley Technologies, Lucre Chiropractic, and by Giant Communications. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is a production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.